Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Fullerton. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Kurt Fullerton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Berry and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fullerton fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it and throws to second to double up Swanson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Fullerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullerton hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berry reaches second base with a double. There goes Hayes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Durham moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Durham moves to third. Swanson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Swanson scores. Haas moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Fullerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Warsler steals second. Kurt Fullerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullerton is 0-for-1 in the game. Fullerton takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Seeds who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Swanson steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson scores. It's 11-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Berry reaches second base with a double. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 12-0, White Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Fullerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullerton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fullerton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Hodapp moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Hodapp scores. Jolly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, White Sox. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Werber moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.